Hi guys, we're just killing the kind of show. I'm your host, Patty. This show is about people asking you to do something when you really don't want to do it. Like, let's people say they want you to open this bank account so that they can have a joint account. When they ask you, hey, should I turn this down? You tell them to turn it down, they flip on you saying, oh, okay, bye. I'm like, really? Come on. You're acting like a child. I'm like, come on, I can't deal with that. It's bad enough that people do that constantly. Every single day. It's too much. When you constantly go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And we go about the same subject over and over, over and over. I am not going to help you. If I had $10,000... on a gift card, let's say a gift card, a credit card, yeah, I'll help your ass out, give you part of it, this and that, help you out, but I'm not gonna keep doing it over and over. When I'm really busy and I'm doing something, all of a sudden you flip on me and do this crap. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. So you basically want to just... Oh man. I hate that. Really, I do. I really hate the fact that I have to deal with this constantly. From every single person I talk to. From TikTok, Telegram, all my Telegram, TikTok. Oh, sorry, I said TikTok twice. I'm really tired, sorry. Telegram, Instagram... I just said Telegram again, dang it. Snapchat, Facebook Messenger, Zingy, Signal, any social media, people can ask me to get something or do something for this, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes people understand. Sometimes they keep asking the same question. Then when I ask them to do something for me, they get mad. That's why I said, well, if you're going to get mad, bye. Bye, Felicia. Bye-bye. I can't deal with drama like that. It causes more stress on me. Now I don't need stress. I already have high blood pressure as it is. And let me say this one time and one time only. It's a piece of... crap, however you want to say it. It's bull crap to me, because you get mad over one little thing and we stop talking, then a couple months down the line or a couple weeks down the line or days, weeks, months, years, you contact me out of the blue saying, oh, I'm sorry for the way I acted. No, I'm not going to forgive you. Because you're acting like a damn idiot. I can't stand people like that. It's really annoying. I have tried so many times to flip, flip and all that and... Hush for a minute because someone's coming upstairs to the apartment. They live there in that apartment too. Okay, where was I? This is about... Why can't people just stop getting mad over stupidest things? Like, let's say, if you were me, would you get mad if someone you told them to turn that crap down? Or would they get mad at you? Come on. It's really pathetic. It's stupid. It's just like that one day I checked my TikTok. Someone used an image impersonating late singer Aaron Carter. It's that you should listen to my podcast. If you check out my channel on Spotify Podcasters, look at the latest episode about Aaron Carter, lead singer Aaron Carter, and all that. And basically, it's kind of messed up in a way that anyway, sorry I got interrupted twice from somebody walking from someone's home to their vehicle. Anyways, you should check out that latest episode on my Spotify Podcasters page. I'll send a link to my TikTok. If you have TikTok, I'll send it that way through message, or I'll put it on my profile page. I'm telling you, it's not easy when you have the ability to put yourself out there, and it's like constantly it's backfiring on people. It backfires on a lot of people. When they be mean to you, karma will come and bite them in the ass. I'm telling you, I had a lot of friends like that. They apologized, we were friends for about a week, and then they go choose another friend over me, and I ended up ending the friendship. And I'm glad I did, because they acted like they were 14 and still in high school and still in middle school. Sweetheart, honey, friend, guy, girl, you guys need a girl from being high school age to get mad over the stupidest things. If you're an adult man, you get mad if someone asks you to turn this offer down, are you going to do it, or are you going to listen to your intuition or what's going through your mind at that time? Are you going to do it, or are you going to listen to your lover, your friend, your family member, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your old mom and dad, your nieces or nephew? I'm telling you, you need to figure out what you want to do in life and just leave me out of your what you want to do. Like, doing this little company thing. I have a friend that I talk to on Telegram. My personal Telegram. I ain't gonna give my number out unless someone messaged me on here or on TikTok. If you guys want to follow me on TikTok, it's, The Baby Doll Whetstone. It's it. Just type in The Baby Doll Whetstone and search. And the one that has 800 something followers, look on that page and you'll see. Well, I have other TikToks, so you can follow me on those pages too. Anyways, I'm gonna say this loud and clear. If you want me to be a part of whatever it is, your account, your joint account, or your whatever accounting thing, money, I can't help with that. So, if you're gonna get mad over that, my friend, whoever you are, or ex-friend, or somebody that I knew, I thought I liked, or didn't like, is more than just a friend, I'm not gonna help you. So you might as well just buzz off and go on about your way. Because I'm not going to mention your name on my podcast or show, because you're not worth my time, you're not worth the energy, you're not worth the drama, you're not worth being in my life. If you want to be in my life, stop asking me to do something. If you want me to be in your life, I'll be in your life without this crap going on. So if you want that, I'll be there. If you don't, I'm gone. I'm gone like the wind. Or like fly away home, the movie. I'm gonna fly far away from this drama. Because it's not worth crying over. You're not worth crying over. I already have a life of my own. I should have never gotten involved with you. Because you are nothing, just a piece of crap. Hopefully, I won't get kicked off of the certain band of Spotify podcasters because this is ridiculous. They're acting like a darn child. Like, somebody just flipped a script on them. I'm like, why can't you just stop being a dang darn wuss and grow up and act like a man? You're not a man until you show a woman you truly mean that much to them, and you don't get mad over one little thing. One little itty bitty teeny weeny monotonous thing. It's plain stupid, it's dumb, it's pathetic. You need to get a life, grow up, and for anyone around the world who listens to this episode, or my show in general, if you don't like what I do, you can just step off of my page and don't listen to me. I'm telling you, it's not a good idea to put yourself in that position to do what you do to me. That goes for you. If you guys want to listen, I'm glad I have people listening. Thank you for listening. I appreciate the love and I appreciate the support. I'm glad you people listen to me. Because this is advice not to hurt you, not to relocate you, to put you down or judge you. It's to give you advice around the world, what's going on in my life, or what could happen to you if you're in the situation that I am in, whatever you want to call it. I'm just trying to give you advice, not to hurt you, not to put you down or any way. I'm here to give love and support to anyone around the world that's been through what I've been through or is going through it right at this time. See you on the next episode.